B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just in here venting off air about how I have a wedding to go to this weekend. And I don't want to go. It's going to be almost 100 degrees on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be. And it's an outdoor wedding. I'm like, I don't want to be at a wedding.
That's a lot.
An outdoor wedding when it's that hot outside.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And so then Melissa goes, well, I have a wedding coming up that I don't want to go to either. And wait until...
Listen.
She wins. All I got to say is she wins. Wait until you hear why she doesn't want to go to this wedding.
Weddings are a scam.
I
the
love
whole
it.
Thing. I'm telling you, I swear, people just get married to get gifts. I am fully convinced about that now. And when you were talking about how you didn't want to go to your wedding, I was like, wait a minute, you know what? I might actually be losing a friend over the fact that I don't want to go to a wedding. Wow. I have a friend who's getting married in like a month. And I haven't sent the RSVP back in yet.
Jeez.
Because there's a good chance I might not be here. I might be going on vacation that weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm still kind of trying to plan the rest of my summer.
Sure.
And I'm serious.
All of a sudden, she's planning a vacation for that weekend.
No, and, you know, my friend's like, well, come on, you got to come. It's my wedding. Like, you have to come. I'm like, okay, I understand it's your wedding, but.
I understand it's all about you. It's your day. However.
But little does anyone know. Except for us now, clearly, that she is marrying. She's getting married again. This ain't her first wedding.
Okay.
It's not her first wedding.
Been there.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. And that's great. That's all well and good. It is her second wedding to the same person.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
She's marrying the same person again. Two times.
Oh.
Not once, but twice. Now, just to give you a quick background, what happened was, they got married like, you know, a while back.
Yeah.
Didn't work out first time. May or may not have been some infidelity involved, but that's besides the point. They got divorced, separated for like a few years. Apparently they decided they missed each other, started dating again, fell back in love, decided to get married again.
Wow.
Yeah. So is it bad? Now, my question, I guess, is, am I wrong for saying, like, listen, I went to your first one. Congratulations. I gave you a great gift the first time around. What's the big deal if I don't go the second time? Why am I all of a sudden now a bad friend? Because I might have to go on a vacation the weekend you're getting married the second time to the same person.
You know, it's funny. I actually know somebody. As weird as it sounds, I know someone, too, who he's been married. He's married three times, mm-hmm. twice to the same woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not completely unheard of.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's super weird. But I remember when he said that, I was asking him, I'm like, hold on a second. Can you please explain? And it was the same type of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, they were going out. Possibly some infidelity was involved.
Yeah.
Divorced. Some years went by. They were still in communication. Started
they grew
dating
up
again.
A little bit.
Yeah.
They became better people. Blah blah blah.
But he didn't have to. Because I was like, I go, do you invite a whole different set of people to the second wedding because of your issue that you were just saying,
right,
Melissa?
Right.
I'm like, how are you going to invite the same person to give you a gift again when they already have the? They can be like, listen, how do I know this is going to work out?
Right.
I thought it was going to work out
right.
a second time.
Your track record here is obviously not the best.
Yeah.
So
I would go if you really wanted me to, but you're not getting a gift. And you shouldn't even be asking people. You should say no gifts necessary or no. There's no way you should be double dipping on the gift.
Oh, they definitely.
Sorry.
Not only are they double dipping, but they do have a registry, so
what?
They have a second. Yeah,
no.
They have a second.
Oh,
they have
no.
a registry. That's
they need
what
to
I'm
invite
saying.
A whole
I'm
new
like,
crew of people.
Right,
right.
Get
some new friends.
That's why
right.
I'm like, this is not. I don't understand how you gonna have invite the same people, have the same wedding with the same person, and do another and then registries at the same damn place.
What?
I swear to God.
What did they
like,
do with the
no
stuff the
way.
First time?
There's no way. I don't understand it.
This is what you gotta do. No, everybody who's been married, you have a cutoff. You always, like, when you're inviting people, you're like, all right, we're going to cut it off after Janice or whatever. So, you know, you have another tier of people that you don't invite. get rid of that first tier of people and start from the second tier and invite all those new people.
I would get them a gift for sure.
Really?
I mean, because I would look at it as I'm contributing to this newfound love. Like, I know it's just a small percentage, but like, here's something to help you all get to where you want to be.
Yeah. Is your contribution.
Right, presents.
What
makes you think if getting them a gift this time around is going to help contribute to whatever it is when it didn't work the first time?
Because people change, man, and
I get that.
That's true. I think you can make it happen again.
Absolutely.
You can make it work. But I'm not giving you two presents.
Yeah, they're gonna get divorced because you didn't get in a blender again.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.